Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
The cattle futures showed strength again today. We were $1.20 to $1.50 higher on the feeder cattle and about the same on the live cattle. Yesterday afternoon, we had some 118 trade down in Texas. That was $1 lower than the previous week. And then this morning, there was some talk of maybe in the north having up to 120. And then box beef was higher yesterday and also higher today at midday. It was up 29 cents on choice at 208.92 today at midday. Select was up 26 at 188.91. We also have a cold storage report this afternoon, which will indicate the amount of beef that has been placed or removed from cold storage. Some people pay a lot of attention to that. Others say it's not that important because not that much beef actually ever goes into cold storage. Packer margins and feedlot margins as of November 17th were packers are profiting $93 a head. Feedlot margins are about $29 a head. Those have been coming down. Markets will be closed tomorrow in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday, but will reopen on Friday. So that'll be the next time we get the opportunity to trade. The cash market did develop fairly early this week, just like last week, about Tuesday. We got the cash market trading. So overall, the market has rebounded some. It's still about $7 or $8 off of their contract highs there for the feeder cattle and live cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures were steady to 8 higher today. We had corn unchanged, wheat unchanged, and then soybeans 8 cents higher. The cotton futures were volatile as well. March cotton up 90 at 71.04. That was about 75 cents off of the high. If you look at the chart for March cotton, today's high is the highest level we have seen since September. Back in September, March went to 74 cents after those hurricanes. But the contract highs were back in March, and they were about 75.50. So we're working back up there. It looks like the market is the hedge funds are long cotton, and so they smell blood. We're also getting some short covering out of the farmer here as the market has surprised a lot of folks on this harvest rally. Next Tuesday, November 28th, the USDA will release their 10-year baseline projections. So that's kind of a long-term estimate out of the USDA. And then also in the next couple of days, on Friday morning, we've got an export report. Normally would be on Thursday, but the markets are closed Thursday. The estimations for the wheat exports are 350 to 550, corn 900 to 1.4, and beans 1 to 1.5 million metric tons. Again, that'll be Friday morning instead of Thursday. But the markets will open it back up Friday at 8:30.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.